From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. A Missouri appeals court upheld a ruling that the Missouri Veterans Commission and its executive director, Larry Kay, were guilty of age and sex discrimination against a former official for the commission. In July 2016, Pat Roker was awarded nearly $2.9 million in damages. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Kerr and Kay repeatedly clashed after he became the commission's director in June 2009. She contended age and sex discrimination led to her firing in November 2009. A spokeswoman for Attorney General Josh Hawley declined to comment on whether the state will file another appeal. A panel created by Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is recommending that nearly 450 gubernatorial appointments be eliminated. In a statement yesterday, Greitens said government is too big, too slow, and works too poorly. He said the recommendations are a good step toward shrinking government. Missouri boards and commissions have a variety of roles, from creating safety regulations to marketing industries. But the boards and commissions task force report says some serve similar goals or are no longer necessary. The report cited an agricultural panel that hasn't met in 7 years. The task force recommended boards be reduced in size, consolidated, or eliminated. Because the legislature created many of the boards and commissions, the task force recommended lawmakers take action to eliminate them. In 2016, the United States settled a case against Volkswagen, resulting in a $14 billion payout, and Missouri will receive part of it. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources is trying to decide how the state will spend the $41 million it will receive from the German car company. There are 10 different options for how the money can be used to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions. Kira Moore, director of the Air Pollution Control Program, says the department wants the public's help to decide how the money should be spent.
We don't want to make these decisions ourselves. We want input on how the public wants these funds to be utilized in the state of Missouri. So we are inviting anyone with an interest in this settlement fund to provide us their feedback.
Moore says they will be holding a series of public meetings in Kansas City, Springfield, St. Louis, and Jefferson City to get this feedback. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' office says it hasn't seen a feasible plan to reverse Medicaid cuts affecting services for the disabled, signaling that a special session on the issue is unlikely. Fellow Republican Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard said earlier this week that lawmakers presented a potential plan to Greitens, but hadn't heard back from the governor's office. Richard said lawmakers could pass the potential fix if Greitens called a special session, but a Greitens spokesperson said there's no plan with enough support to pass. Lawmakers also could take up the issue when they return to the Capitol in January. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.